Jamie Alum Lampman, who is with the Ingham County Animal Control. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
All right. So you got a big party coming up, the Humanitarian Awards Banquet. Tell us about this.
Well, it's an annual event that we hold every year, and what it is it's an event that we honor the people who've done so much to make another year successful for us, from sponsors to volunteers to animal control officers, people in the community that have done something to help animals. So it's really kind of runs the gamut of all sorts of different people.
And give us the details. When's this happening? What else will be going on at that awards banquet?
Well, it's tonight, actually, Thursday night. It starts at 6 o'clock for the social hour. 7 o'clock is dinner, and 8 o'clock the awards begin. It's a sit-down dinner, and then we go through the awards. Evan Pinto from Channel 6 is going to be our master of ceremonies, and he kicks it off with some of the awards at 7 o'clock. And then we'll have a video presentation also that's being presented to kind of show the achievements of the last year and all the things that we've accomplished.
WILS sales director Lee Cohen, along with Rick Pruce, host a weekly pet show, which is called the Pet Show, and you're going to honor them with an award.
Absolutely, they are actually one of our humanitarian radio personalities for the Mid Michigan Pet Experts Talk Show. They brought a lot of good topics to that show and a lot of good points that I think have really helped educate our community that understanding about pet responsibility.
Jamie, the last time we talked, there was a serious issue with fighting dogs and how they were being used for those illegal purposes and then being let loose. And there was a challenge with a lot of these dogs roaming around the streets. Tell me where that story stands as we speak.
Well, you know, that's ongoing. In fact, yesterday we had two cases that I was working on, and then this morning, first thing, I'm going to be interviewing another person involved with a possible dog fighting. But that's ongoing, unfortunately. I think we've pretty much done a really good deal of taking care of some of the bigger dog fighting rings. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that are getting into it to breed the dogs and sell them and make a quick buck. A lot of backyard fighters, you know, fighting in the alleyways, in the garages, in the basements, things like that. But the community is a lot more educated on what to look for, and so we're getting a lot more tips. And that's why I think the bigger cases are moving out of the county, and even the dog fighters tell us that. You know, everybody's moving just outside of your county. But there's still a lot of people that are fighting dogs, and the animals are still suffering. So we still need those people to keep an eye out, to look for things that they think look suspicious and call us, because we're really getting a handle on it because of the tips.
How often do you get these dogs in? Is it weekly, a couple times a month?
Oh, no. We'll get a victim of dog fighting in almost every day.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll get a victim in. An animal that's been fought either recently or has been fought probably in the last week or two. Absolutely. That's not uncommon.
Is there a certain part of Lansing where this may be occurring?
You know, it's all over, and it's all over Ingham County. That's one of the problems. We do have our pockets. We definitely do have some pockets that we're, you know, making some headway in. But it's pretty much all over. I mean, because they move. I mean, you know, and with the economy and the foreclosures and the abandoned houses, we're also finding them moving into some of the rural areas, into some of these homes that are abandoned now. So that's a little tricky.
And just to be clear, this is illegal, so folks need to either contact you or law enforcement agencies.
Yeah, it's very illegal. It's a felony. It's a felony not only to be fighting a dog, it's a felony if you're breeding a dog that doesn't fight to sell to somebody who fights. It's a felony to be standing at the fight. It's a felony just to have the equipment of fighting dogs. So, I mean, it's very serious. It's taken serious by the state of Michigan, thank goodness. We're one of the better states as far as our laws go for dog fighting. But it's something that I think the public is starting to learn about, and that's impacting the community because, like I said, the bigger cases are moving out, but we still need people to be our eyes and ears out there for us.
How many dogs do you currently have at the Ingham County Animal Shelter?
We probably have close to 100, real close to 100. That's pretty much the standard, $100 dogs on any given day. Last year we took in almost 4,000 dogs and cats, and it's almost 50-50. I think we took in more cats, of course, but it's pretty close to we probably took in about 2,000 dogs last year.
How many of those animals do you find homes for each day?
Well, we redeemed quite a few of them, but I think out of the almost 4,000 that we took in, we did have to euthanize almost 1,100. But quite a few of those, if you look at the reason for the euthanasia of the animals, the majority of them are either for health or unrehabilitatable, pretty serious injuries, or temperament and aggression issues. So a lot of them are for that. Space is not as much a reason as it used to be. But in the summer, when we are absolutely packed to the gills with the animals, we sometimes have to euthanize because we simply do not have any more room. We try to work with the community, get foster homes, things like that. We've always got animals in foster care. I mean, always. But in the summertime, it's really dire because we've got animals coming in so fast. I mean, it's incredible.
And Jamie, there's a pretty elaborate foster program in the Mid-Michigan area and throughout the state, isn't there?
Yeah, it's all run individually by the rescues or the shelters that are doing it. So each one has different criteria. And we have, you know, in order to foster from us, you do have to come to a training session, and then there's ongoing training involved also. And there's all different types of fosters. We have specialized fosters that help us with the animal cruelty cases that we work on because those are very confidential. Often those animals need a lot of rehabilitation. And then we have orphan kittens and mother dogs and mother cats. So there's a lot of different classifications of foster parenting that people can do.
And where do people go if they want to help?
Oh, they would come to the Ingham County Animal Shelter, which is at 600 Curtis Street in Mason, or they can call 517-676-8372, and our foster coordinator will hook them up.
The Ingham County Animal Shelter Humanitarian Awards Banquet is tonight, the social hours from 6 to 7. Are there tickets still available, and if so, where do folks go?
They can call 676-8372, but they would have to call that number, and then we can sign them up. But there's not many left. That's the only thing. So there's not many left. They couldn't just show up at the door. They got to call that number and get reserved first because they're going, yeah. So, but we welcome to call. It's a great event, and it really makes you feel good when you see everything that's going on. A lot of good feeling at that event.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. Have fun tonight.
Okay, thanks.